Welcome to episode 28 of the Detailed Snowflake Core Certification Training Podcast Series. I'm your host, Yaqub Abdul Hakim from Bright Flux, and today we're diving deep into the world of multi-factor authentication, MFA. Whether you're an experienced Snowflake user or just starting your journey, having a solid understanding of MFA is crucial for your success in the Snowflake ecosystem. To begin, let's clarify what MFA is. Multi-factor authentication is a security system that requires more than one method of authentication from independent categories of credentials to verify the user's identity for a login or other transaction. In simpler terms, it's an extra layer of security designed to ensure that you're the only person who can access your account, even if someone else knows your password. Now, why is MFA important, especially in the context of Snowflake? As data security becomes increasingly critical in today's digital world, Snowflake has implemented MFA to protect user accounts and sensitive data from unauthorized access. This adds an essential security layer, ensuring that only authorized users can access the Snowflake platform. In this episode, we will cover the following points in detail. 1. The basics of MFA, including its components and how it works. 2. The importance of MFA in securing data and accounts. 3. How to set up and manage MFA in Snowflake step by step. 4. Best practices for MFA, ensuring the highest level of security for your Snowflake account. 5. Common challenges and solutions when implementing MFA. Let's start with the basics of MFA. The primary components include something you know, like a password or PIN, something you have, like a smartphone or security token, and something you are, like a fingerprint or retina scan. By requiring at least two of these factors, MFA significantly reduces the risk of unauthorized access. Setting up MFA in Snowflake is straightforward. Firstly, ensure that you're logged into your Snowflake account. Navigate to the account settings and look for the security options. Here, you'll be guided through the process of enabling MFA, which typically involves registering a device that you own, such as a smartphone, and choosing your preferred method of authentication. Best practices for effectively using MFA in Snowflake include regularly updating your security information, being cautious of phishing attempts, and ensuring that your authentication methods are convenient yet secure. Remember, the goal is not just to add layers of security, but to do so in a way that doesn't hinder your workflow or productivity. However, implementing MFA can come with its challenges. Users might find the additional steps cumbersome, or technical issues may arise during setup. It's important to provide comprehensive support and resources to users to ensure a smooth transition. Troubleshooting tips and support channels should be made readily available. To conclude, adopting MFA for your Snowflake account not only enhances your security posture, but also aligns with best practices in data protection. As we continue to navigate the complexities of data security, embracing technologies like MFA will play a pivotal role in safeguarding against unauthorized access and ensuring that your data remains secure. Thank you for joining me on this deep dive into multi-factor authentication in the Snowflake environment. Remember, securing your data starts with securing your access. Until next time, keep your data safe and your knowledge sharp. This has been episode 28 of the Detailed Snowflake Core Certification Training Podcast Series. I'm Yaqub Abdul Hakim from Bright Flux, signing off.